Next case, please.
The next application is case 11746, Glenn Holman. They are seeking a variance from the front yard setback, side yard, and rear yard setback, sections 115-25C and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Boat Dock Drive West, approximately 98 feet west of Woodlawn Circle. The 911 address is 23267 Boat Dock Drive West in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 11.20, parcel 247. Specifically, they are requesting a 1.6-foot variance for the side, a 0.4-foot variance for the front, and a 0.2-foot variance for the rear. Received no letters in opposition, 5 mail returns, and we did receive 2 letters in support. The first one is from Jack Knoll, that he has no problem with Glenn Coleman case, reducing the side yard and rear yard setbacks of his property in Gola by the Bay, and it's noted in the public notice. And then we also got a letter from Jack Knoll that they are in favor of the variances. And those are the 2 letters of support we received. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You want to be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the
record? My name is Glenn Andrew Coleman. I live at 1111 Pastor Road, Knoxville, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, John.
Good evening. My wife and I have a small house in Angola by the Bay, and we wanted to build a carport slash pergola style carport on the side of the house, and we didn't present ourselves clearly enough to the homeowners association, and they granted us permission. We thought that if the structure wasn't attached to the house, it didn't need to meet setbacks. After we built it, we kind of learned that we did, and we so we applied for a variance, and when we did that, we discovered that there were 2 other discrepancies, besides the rear setback for a storage shed and the front setback for a front porch that I added to the house after we purchased it. We moved the shed, so it's in compliance. It's no longer an issue. The front porch variance is requested. The porch was permitted and approved by the county, was built, and the problem was the house is slightly askew and the original survey did not show that. So it doesn't meet the 30-foot setback by a little less than 5 inches because that corner of the house is closer to the front road than the survey showed. So I have photographs of the front of the house and the pergola, if that would help get an idea of what we're talking about. When the house was built, I guess, in around 1985, there was not enough room on the driveway side for either a garage or a pergola, a carport, and have enough room to get a full-size vehicle underneath of it. There's steps that go up into the side of the house, so they take up 3 feet, and then it's just too tight. So I built the pergola so I could get a full-size truck underneath of it, and it's 1.6 feet into the setback. It doesn't really infringe on the character of the neighborhood because it's open. It's just basically like a post and beam structure. There's no sides on it. Very little visual impact. And we're asking basically for the bare minimum to meet the variance requirements. And I'm not really sure for the pergola, but I was told, or maybe that is possible, that if I cut the post off to where they're not concreted into the ground, that it would change it from not needing any variance, but I don't think that can be right. Okay.
I don't know. It wouldn't be a structure without a foundation.
not exactly sure how it would function and how it would exist without the structure and the foundation.
Right. I don't know why it would.
So I don't think.
It wouldn't withstand it, I think.
It would fall over, so.
Yeah, that's the whole reason I put the post in the ground, so.
Sure.
I didn't think that was right, so good.
So now that you've built two things on your property, you know that you have to have a permit, right?
Yes, sir. I knew I had to have a permit for the porch when I built it probably 3 years ago. What I didn't know was the original survey that I was working off of, it shows the corner of the house that's farthest away from this front setback. So when I built the porch on the south corner, that's what caused the encroachment. In fact, when I built the porch, I did everything that I could to keep it from encroaching on the setback. I thought that I was doing. So I even moved the steps so they were inside the porch instead of extending out. Here's the
new survey.
Correct me if I'm wrong, this corner wall, but the steps could actually encroach 5 feet.
Steps can encroach 5 feet into the setback.
Yeah. So you did get a permit for the porch?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it was inspected?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So,
pardon?
You get a CO?
Certificate of occupancy.
Yeah. We built the screen porch on the rear and the front porch to cover the front door at the same time.
So why did you not think you needed one for the permit?
Because of misinformation from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
I think they just didn't understand what we were talking about. I think they actually thought that we were going to put up one of those metal carports.
Still need one.
Okay.
Any structure.
And that's on me. It's not on them. It's
right.
Any structure needed.
Just for the record, the survey dated, I don't see the date on it, but according to the applicant, it's a previous survey, April of 2010, shows that the house is 35 feet from the front property line all the way across.
Hearing no further questions.
Got just a couple. You just to clarify, the shed's been moved into compliance, so we don't need a rear yard variance. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. My wife and I moved the shed.
Okay. Are there other pergolas and carports in the neighborhood?
There are some of the metal carports.
Okay. And. You can't, and I was looking at that picture, that you can't move it closer to the house at all.
And not to, and it would, because the concrete steps come out from the side door, it'd be like 0 inch clearance on each side to drive a truck under.
For you to drive a vehicle through, yeah. What you're using for. All right, I have no further questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. hearing no motion, but this case is in.
But we need a motion to table if that was the case, Mr. Chairman.
Motion to table case number 11,746. Next, we're going to leave.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, have a motion by Mr. Hudson, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we table case number 11,746 to our next regular meeting, which will be on the 16th. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Callaway, so by vote of 4-0, case number 11,746 is tabled. So we're now at our next regular meeting.
Okay.
This is on the 16th.
So I have to appear there?
No, you don't have to.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Much like with the hearing we had earlier tonight.
Right, the old business.
The record's closed, but there will be discussion after the meeting.
Okay.
You're welcome to be here or watch on the internet.
Okay, thank you for your consideration.